When we started working in the rural areas of Pakistan, we realized that there were a number of regional and national challenges that had to be catered for. The challenge of the 47% of the population being off-grid, with 50,000 villages still living in the dark. There was a challenge of women empowerment and the fact that the women were not involved in the formal economic sector, and at most they were the invisible workforce in these villages. There was a challenge of health, there was a challenge of education, there was a challenge of civil empowerment. And we decided that what can we do with one project, with a one-stop shop that provides solutions to all of these challenges in a very unique integrated model. And that's whereby we launched the Lighting a Million Lives project, whereby we provide access to energy to these off-grid villages through a project of solar charging stations. And to run these solar charging stations, we train a woman micro-entrepreneur from the community, and we give her technical and non-technical skills to make her the female energy entrepreneur, or the Roshna Bibi, for that village.
What is the translation for Roshna Bibi?
Oh, Roshna means light in Urdu, our national language. So it basically means the light lady, because she's responsible for giving light to the people of the community. And now she's called the light lady. It's so interesting that once we visited these villages after implementing the project, these women, whatever their actual names were, they were actually now referred to in the community as Roshna, which means light. So it became like a change of mindset for the people, and light became like the living hope for them.
And you're thinking of expanding?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have till date been able to provide this project to around 165 villages. And there's a total of 50,000 off-grid villages in Pakistan alone. Our initiative, Lighting a Million Lives, aims to cater to 4,000 villages by 2020. And that's a huge challenge. And we will need to engage a lot of stakeholders to come together and support us to achieving this goal, because there's so much to do. So we certainly have to scale up. And not just with this project, but other unique innovations that provide solutions to the problems people are facing in these villages.
So gender is a strong component to most of your projects. You are a woman in a male-dominated corporate world, and you've said once that you've sat in many meetings where you were the only woman. Is that still the case?
Correct. That is. And, because I don't run just the foundation, I'm also heading Baksh Energy Private Limited, which is a renewable energy company in the public and private sector. And energy being a very male-dominated sector, not just in Pakistan, but internationally, I am usually, and it's still the case, I'm usually the only woman in the room. There are actually, we can count on fingertips the number of women I've met over the course of my near decade experience in the energy sector, who are at least leading in an executive position. I really feel very strongly towards this, and just because of the fact that I'm a woman and working in the sector, I want to promote other women and encourage them to take up non-conventional sectors, which are earlier gender segregated, and encourage women to participate in such male-dominated sectors like energy.
You've been invited to join the first ever high-level panel on women's economic empowerment backed by the UN. Are you going to try and share some of your life philosophies, especially in terms of empowering women?
Absolutely. Being this opportunity of being invited by the Secretary General to participate at the UN high-level panel, this is a fantastic opportunity, not just for me in my individual capacity, but I think it's a fantastic opportunity for me to be able to represent the women of Pakistan, the women of South Asia, the Eastern women on that platform, on that global dialogue. And I envision to bring a lot of agendas on the table that are critical to the economic empowerment of the woman in this part of the world, such as one being, of course, women, the very low to minimum participation and women in these male-dominated sectors, to the very critical problem of the invisible workforce we have, whereby women are not formally acknowledged for their professional competence or for the role that they play. There are a number of agendas that I've highlighted, and I have discussed them with the political stakeholders, the public sector stakeholders, the bureaucrats here in Pakistan, and I really look forward to discussing them at the agenda and working out long-term sustainable solutions for them and bringing them back to the country, of course.